another interesting week with lots of events that keep unfolding, and of course we only have a half an hour to get to them, so let me get to them.
Okay, so what in the world is going on today?
Okay, well, for us, we are going to have a really great guest come on, Senator Chris Elliott, and he's going to take us through the recent legislative session. I think it's going to be important for people to hear what his thoughts are, and we'll go back and forth on some of these issues so that he can lay out what he thinks was good, and then talk about things that he wished had been passed, and then we'll talk a little bit about things that we think should have been passed too. So okay. I think it's going to be a good discussion. We may have to go over a few minutes, and I'll have to get Lori's blessing next week, perhaps. But whatever.
Well, as in all things, sometimes it's easier to get forgiveness than permission.
I hear you. The other thing I want to talk to everyone about before we get into Senator Elliott is this question about what happened with Israel and the Hamas war for about close to 2 weeks. Okay. Need to spend a little time on that. And then I do want to talk briefly about critical race theory. I know I've been talking about this to you all, but last Thursday I went to the the Baldwin County School Board and spoke about it. And I think it's worthwhile, you know, for us to kind of review what was said and where we're going with it. All right, to the Israeli question, okay? There are a couple of things to kind of think about this that are important. Number one, we now have a group of congressmen called the Squad, okay? AOC, Tlaib, Omar, Presley, okay? They are anti-Semites at the core. They have tried to block rearming Israel. The Israelis need, you know, resupply of the Iron Dome missiles defense system, and they don't want to do that. Now, it's an interesting question as to why that would be the case, but if you frame this along the lines of who they are, what they've been doing since they've been in the House of Representatives, it fits the pattern, okay? They have consistently called, you know, Israel the aggressor. They support the BDS movement, the boycott, divest movement, which is to harm Israel in terms of, you know, the international support that Israel receives. They are part of this, and yet they refuse to look at the degree to which Hamas, a terrorist organization, which has been labeled a terrorist organization for a long time, is responsible for this. But ultimately, they refuse to acknowledge that the Israelis faced an existential threat, not just from Hamas, not just from Hezbollah, but to the great power in the region, Iran, that wants to destroy Israel. That's what this is all about. And for them not to understand this and to continue to, you know, inveigh against Israel, which has led, once again, to attacks on our own Jewish population here in New York City and other places like that. It's outrageous. Why in the world that they are still in Congress? You think there's going to be an ethics investigation? Forget it. They will never be punished for anything. But here's the bigger question too. All right, what happens with the Israelis if this issue continues to bubble up? And of course, I say if it's going to continue to bubble up, of course it's going to bubble up. This is what Hamas wants. They don't want to just liberate the Palestinians from Israeli oppression, okay? They are the oppressors of their own people, number one. But number two, what they want is to destroy Israel so that they can control all of Palestine. That's what's going on here. And they are, you know, the willing, you know, they do the bidding of the Iranians. The Iranians provide them with the rockets. They're going to resupply them. I hope that the Israelis can stop that. But the reality is Hezbollah is sitting in Lebanon with about 100,000 rockets too. This is the problem. Now, back in 2014, when I was teaching at Tulane, teaching the war on terror class, I made the case that Netanyahu should have gone after Hamas in 2014 with the Tunnel War. The Tunnel War was the perfect opportunity to liberate the Gaza Strip, where the Palestinians are controlled by Hamas, from Hamas. Now, you have another situation where, in fact, this situation this time really was, I think, a harbinger of what's coming, because the Iron Dome can only protect so many people. And I think that there were rockets from the missiles from Hamas that actually got through, which is, I think, the first time that they've ever been able to penetrate the Israeli defense. This is something that I think you need to kind of think about. And I would argue that if we can't make sure that the Talibs and the Omars and all the rest of these people who have really polluted our political, you know, system with their anti-Semitic, you know, statements, we're in trouble. And the Israelis will be in trouble. And let me suggest to you something else here, okay? The fact of the matter is, if the Israelis see the United States going wobbly, and you're already seeing part of it, because you've got the Biden people reaching out to the Iranians to start this stupid, you know, nuclear deal once again, the flawed nuclear deal. Let me just tell you something. When the Israelis say never again, they mean it. And if it looks like the United States is going to walk away from supporting Israel, what's going to happen is the Israelis will nuke the Iranians. And I'll tell you something, I support them 100%. And if that means that everybody goes up, too bad. That's where we are with this. Never again is real. So, having said that, I see that my phone is ringing here, and I think it's going to be Senator Elliott. So I wanted to talk a little about critical race theory, but I'm going to hopefully get Senator Elliott on right now, and we'll be able to start talking about the session.
Good morning, WABF.